Thank you, Chair. Chair, throughout the process of the GGE on laws, a range of states, international organizations, civil society, academia, and industry have consistently acknowledged the risks related to artificial intelligence and bias, in particular with regard to gender and racial bias. This is something which was also raised by several delegations during our session yesterday afternoon, and was likewise the subject of a side event hosted yesterday by UNIDIR, together with the permanent missions of Canada, Costa Rica, Germany, Ireland, Mexico, and Panama. At yesterday's event, it was stressed that gender and other forms of biases in AI technologies go beyond technical solutions, and there is a need for collective action and cooperation in this regard. As you will be aware, Chair, bias on autonomous weapons is also something that has been discussed in a range of working papers submitted to the GGE over the year. In this vein, Canada, Costa Rica, Germany, Ireland, Panama, and Mexico have submitted a new working paper on the issue of autonomous weapons and bias. As our working paper notes, algorithms and related machine learning risk repeating, amplifying, or contributing to unjust biases that programmers may not be aware of, or that are the result of narrow data selection. Indeed, it is already acknowledged by industry and practitioners as an uncontroversial fact that human beings consciously or unconsciously encode their own biases into the programs they write. As some experts have noted, bias is inherent in society and thus inherent in AI as well. This represents a major challenge in how we think and approach these issues, both at the GGE and elsewhere, and it demands substantive collective action on our part. In our working paper, we present a range of recommendations for the GGE to address some of these issues, including that the GGE clearly identifies and recognizes the risk that the integration algorithmic biases into autonomous weapon poses to fundamental rights and safety. This should be done in a factual manner, and the GGE should develop appropriate measures to tackle the issue. Furthermore, we recommend that the future normative framework on autonomous weapons should include a number of positive obligations and commitments with regard to bias in the algorithms used in autonomous weapons, in order to mitigate the significant risk they pose to fundamental rights and compliance with international law. This would include comprehensive testing and reviews in order to identify and correct potential biases, and rigorous documentation of the data sets used in autonomous weapons in order to enhance traceability and transparency and provide information regarding motivation, the collection process, and recommended use. In conclusion, Chair, it is clear that AI technologies mirror our societies, but often in problematic ways that pose notable risks if they go unchecked. We must be proactive in engaging and addressing these. We look forward to further engagement in this area during the GGE and throughout the intersessional process. The working paper has now been officially submitted and will be circulated shortly. Thank you, Chair.